Hey, you're listening to Lulu Sun, the Chronicles of a Mad Asian.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. I'm sad to say that this is our last episode where we're actually going to be recording in this makeshift studio.
Together. It's all my fault.
It is.
Wah, wah.
I will miss you.
I am moving for the listeners. I am moving.
Spicy.
So,
leaving.
But we will continue.
We will
just
still
virtually.
Do this remotely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
How awesome.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Okay. Well, and this podcast is perfect because songs that bring you back, I'll have to think of a goodbye song for you. But I mean, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes when I hear a song, it definitely brings back a memory.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Fearless Leader. You want to start us up?
All right. Every Breath You Take by Police.
Oh, that's a good one. I actually thought about the Police or Sting.
That brought me back to eighth grade in a limo when somebody threw an egg on my prom dress.
Oh, wait, no. Threw an egg on your prom dress? Yeah. Dude, that's some bullshit.
Why?
Were you dressed in a house?
In a house?
Yeah, did your dress look like a
house?
Like,
why would they throw an egg on you?
So what happened was we were standing outside of this limo in the moon, like out of the moon roof, and egging random cars again. This I should have talked about this at the previous episode. But one of the eggs did not make it. Like, it like ran down his arm and he went like that, and like egg was all over me. So every time when I think about Every Breath You Take, I think about eighth grade prom and my dress being egged.
Aww. That's a very specific memory.
That's fun.
Well, that's the point of this.
I'm going to have to revisit my list.
Does anyone else get reminded by the same song of Notorious B.I.G.?
No.
Okay, what is your memory?
When Biggie passed away, there was the remix with Puff Daddy or Puffy or whatever it was called at the
Every
time.
Breath You Take?
Yeah, yeah, and that was my introduction to that song. Oh. So, like, I was born in 83, you know, so that... When I hear that, I think about East Coast, West Coast.
Oh, wow.
Biggie, can't you see?
All right.
What you got?
So I had like a cluster, but they weren't like specific. They're really more related to a time in my life than a specific one event.
Oh, see, all of mine are specific. But
so I have a couple that are specific, but like I have this little cluster. Been caught stealing. Jane's Addiction.
Wow.
Yeah, so which was funny because in the last couple episodes that we did, there was one, two episodes ago, you were talking about sticking things in your shirt at the grocery store, and I was cracking up because I don't know if y'all remember the video, but in the video, it's hilarious. They're literally just like shoving like all kinds of stuff up their shirts and in their skirts and everything. So, and then also in that same time frame, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, Great White. It is.
I know that one.
Yeah.
I know.
My.
Yeah, okay.
Once bitten,
yes.
Shy. Yeah.
And then. We're going to sing a lot on this episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have to.
Okay.
And then pretty much the entire Appetite for Destruction album.
I know that song too. Perfect. How does
that was
go?
Like my anthem.
It was Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah.
So it had Welcome to the Jungle.
Started off with Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, Sweet Child of Mine. God, that was a great album.
Okay, we're going to sing.
So that little cluster of songs reminds me so much of my hellion years as a teenager.
Yeah.
Where I was just like stealing everything and fucking everything and smoking everything and drinking everything. So yeah, that was like the anthem
of
my life.
On your Trans Am hood with the denim jacket,
the Tawny Catane, is that what you're talking about?
I'm just White Snake? Imagine yeah hands down.
Okay,
that's Tawny Catane. I thought about that one too.
She's got some like Guns N' Roses bring back memories with this one guy that I dated, all that cluster, that time frame. But go ahead. Coco, you got some eyes.
I was a very dramatic teenager. And I remember going through like this period of time in my life where like all these sad 90s pop songs like really spoke to me.
Okay.
I'm like 12.
Okay.
And I'm like bawling at the Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Nothing compares.
And I was like, gone. She's dead now.
Who did I break up with? Fucking nobody. I don't, why was I so sad?
You had unresolved feelings.
I did. Yeah. Also, Creep by Radiohead. I remember the Family Station Wagon. listening on my
station wagon's awesome.
On my Discman, right? And my little headphones, my parents driving in the front seat, my two little brothers next to me, and I'm crying looking out the window with one tear rolling down my cheek, thinking like, I'm just a creep.
But you remember that specific moment with the teardrop. Oh, like God. That meant something to you. That went deep.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm cracking up at the Sinead O'Connor. I have a memory on that one too, where we were driving in a car in New York, and it was my sister and one of her friends, and we'd gone to visit my grandparents, and we were driving down the road and that song was on. I don't know. I always loved that song. Still do.
All right, Harry, what do you have?
I mean, for me, it's grunge. That was the first type of music that I really got into. I mean, if I hear Eddie Vedder, I'm transported. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm transported. Yeah. Suddenly I'm singing. I'm happy, you know? So hearing those energetic songs, it still gets me going. Mm-hmm. But statistically, most people listen to the same type of music their whole life.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
So, yeah.
I'm stuck.
There's a lot of the music that brings me back that I still listen to on the regular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same. I'm on 90s or serious radio.
Going. Oh, same.
80s and 90s.
Same. I listen to a lot of different music. I still, like, believe me when I tell you, Once Bitten, Twice Shy came on the radio the other day and I almost blew my husband's eardrums out because I cranked it up so loud. But I also, like, I listen to a lot more reggae than I used to, which I did listen to reggae. My mom was a big reggae fan. So growing up, I listened to reggae. But then, like,
a lot of weed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But like, I listen to more like jazz and stuff now than I used to. And but
my tastes have matured. But I definitely, like, to your point, Harry, like, maintain those original roots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And right? You feel it when that music comes on.
Oh,
right?
Like in the grocery store, like, in the middle of HEB, and I'm like,
dude, I fucking love like 80s music at Kroger.
Yes,
it is. Yeah.
When
not...
Wham comes on.
Before you go. Yeah. Okay, that brings me back to memory. It brings me back to fifth grade at the roller skating rink.
Yeah.
Every time. And I remember the outfit that I had on when that Wham song played. It was a white sleeveless tank top and a blue skirt, and it had blue ribbons.
I thought
ribbons.
You were going to say a denim skirt.
No, a blue skirt. And I had white roller skates with a blue pom-pom. I was all matching.
Oh my gosh, accessorized to the max.
Yes.
Wow.
Damn, I forgot about that until you said that.
That's crazy because my fifth grade roller skating experience was like Coolio, Gangster's Paradise.
Ooh,
like,
don't make me belt it out.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left.
I had no... What the fuck was I doing singing, knowing all the words to Gangster's Paradise when I was a roller
skating? Because you felt
it. I did, in my soul.
Yeah.
I was just a little gangster.
You know what? I felt it. When that song came out, even though we have a 10-year difference, I felt it.
Yeah.
You well, know, talking about hip hop, though, what brings me back to the hotel? In Too Deep?
Sum 41?
Oh,
no. Oh yes.
Okay, that brings me back to driving up and down Surfside Beach.
Mm.
If you ever did that back in the day when we were in high school or maybe early college, spring break was the shit. All you would do is drive up and down Surfside Beach.
Cruising the drag.
Yes. Who was playing the most badass song?
Loudest.
Yes.
Yeah. Bumping.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is it even good
in my station wagon?
Not about to pop open?
Because I got the hand-me-down station wagon when I was like the same one I was crying tears in the backseat in. My parents, I inherited that motherfucker. I used to pack all my friends in it and we would blow blow out the speakers.
But you know what's funny?
Tops drop by Fat Pat. Yes. We're in Houston. Yeah. We're in Houston.
Well, okay, we didn't have a station wagon. There's one particular friend that we used to do the Surfside thing with a lot. Instead, he would open the trunk of his Pontiac and we would sit back there with our legs hanging out, being all like, yeah.
He's so bad. He's so bad.
That's so stupid. Who's next?
I think it's unfair how good grocery store playlists have gotten.
I know.
Like, I was at Trader Joe's just bumping the Strokes, having a great time.
Oh,
yeah. And then it hits you. It's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Dude, I sing out loud at the grocery store when they're rocking.
I do too.
Yeah. Same here.
Okay, I have another one. Hotel California Eagles.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
I grew up in California. for a little bit, and those, all that like classic rock music was what I was raised with.
I feel like regardless of your background, there are certain songs that transcend everything else. That Hotel California is one of them. Journey has at least two songs that are on everyone's, oh, I love this song, takes me back.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't have a memory with Bohemian Rhapsody?
True.
Oh my gosh. Many, of course.
Sure. Know every word.
Don't make me belt it out right now.
Mamma mia, mamma mia. Mamma mia, let me go. My car was broken into one time, and I was driving my college buddies around, and one of them just started belting out the entire Bohemian Rhapsody song.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it has to be finished.
Remember his name, but I'll remember that memory.
Right.
Oh, I was going to ask if it was a particular person that I sing karaoke with.
No,
okay, not that one. All right. Well, the Hotel California for me, we were so stupid. Me and my best friend, we would play it on the record player and harmonize, sing at the top of our lungs.
Oh my gosh.
We were at it for like 45 minutes, and I will never forget this. Her dad came and was like knocking on the door. He opens, he's like, what the hell are you two doing?
And you thought you sounded amazing, didn't you?
Oh my God.
Exactly. And every time when I hear that song, I think of that moment.
I have a confession. I was a diehard Hanson fan. Oh my God.
Really?
I dragged my dad to at least two of their concerts. I was obsessed. And I remember like any song, any Hanson song. I had, you know, made a little mixtape or whatever.
Was it just 14 songs of Umbop?
My dad recorded over it one time, and it was the end of the fucking
God. I cried for like 5 days. Yeah. I'd be devastated. Because, I mean, those fucking tape recorders.
Oh, yeah. Are you all, has everybody in this room made a mixtape off of the radio?
Yes.
Off
the radio. Yes. And they sounded so bad.
Yeah. Yes.
We've come so far.
We've come so, these kids don't even know these days.
Oh my God. Where you missed the first 3 seconds of the intro.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Or the stupid DJs talking.
Yes. Yes.
They knew what they were doing too.
Oh, they missed their cutoff. What was the first concert you ever saw?
Britney Spears.
Really?
Which one? It doesn't matter. She has a whole bunch of songs and a whole bunch of concerts.
Baby One More Time. It was her first.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow. Her very first concert.
Baby Britney.
Yeah. Baby Britney.
Okay. Harry, what was your first concert?
Sheryl Crow.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like me some Sheryl Crow.
I do like Sheryl.
I remember she played All I Want to Do acoustically.
Oh,
and I wanted to hear it electric.
What a memory.
Yeah. But it, from what I remember, it was a great show.
That's cool. What about you, Lulu?
God, I'm trying to think. I want to say it might be the Cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to let it linger?
They're talented. They're talented.
Dreams is my favorite Cranberries song.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one, too.
Mine was Aerosmith. They played with White Lion.
You win, girl.
Yeah, we were supposed to, my stepmom almost took us to see the Grateful Dead when I was like 11. And she was like, that's probably a really bad idea to take a child to the Grateful Dead. But then I saw him, I actually saw him when I was 13 anyway.
Contact high, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do one for Harry here, grunge period.
Hit me.
Better Than Me by Hinder. You know that song?
Oh, wow. I think I know
really
that
familiar.
One.
Not off the cuff.
Okay, so every time when I hear that song, this is when me and my husband, we had our second breakup. And if you know the lyrics, right, Better Than Me, you deserve better than me.
Yeah.
And every time I'd hear that, like, it hit me to the core and I just bawl in my car.
Aww.
You deserve better than me. That was the thing.
Wow.
Deep.
I mean, relationships has to be what music takes people back to most, right?
Yeah.
You associate songs like couples have songs.
Oh, these songs also shaped what I expected in relationships. Like at 13 years old, I had no business singing like More Than Words by Extreme and having that be like the...
That's the standard
for men.
Coco Puff has not been around a lot of events. If anyone who knows me knows that is definitely in my top three. That is my
karaoke
fucking song.
More Than Words?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
That is a great song.
Yeah. I also think that music is... As a teenager, young adult, it's very educational, right? Like you learn a lot you probably
stories.
Shouldn't.
Yeah,
like,
they're real life stories. I mean, that these songs are based
like
off of.
Two Live Crew when all that shit came out.
Damn!
That oh my God, my whole world changed. Right, the fuck shop. Like
wow,
what?
Digital underground.
Oh, digital underground. Yeah, that's
freaks
good stuff.
The industry.
Yeah. I don't know.
I might have to bust that album out.
I did have one that kind of cracked me up when I was sitting there thinking about all of the songs and the memories. Come On and Ride It.
Uh-huh.
You know the song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that room, I had like, that was my freshman year. Let's see, that was my freshman year of college. And so going to the club and dancing to that, there's so many memories around that song. Oh my God.
That was pretty popular at the roller rink as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of the club, Closer, Nine Inch Nails.
Of course.
That was a very drug-induced era of my time.
Mm-hmm. What kind of clubs were you going to? What
is a whole bunch of Houston clubs where people were doing drugs.
Okay, like
it's not much has changed.
Not at all. In the clubs back when I was exploring my no longer sobriety, I was was like Usher, and like 50 Cent. And
oh
like,
yeah, you know Usher though, he had a slow child song that like hit me down.
Oh, he
deep.
Has.
Was it?
He's
Let
very
It Burn.
Talented.
Let It Burn. Yeah,
I knew it. That was a breakup song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Great song.
Yeah, definitely.
Baby Daddy and I broke up. I was like, I just have to let it burn.
You're right, Usher.
You're right, Usher.
You feel me.
There's something. There's a hashtag. You feel me? I'm on hashtags the last three couple episodes.
So I have one that's really random. So I after high school, I went to Europe for like 2.5 months. By myself, just backpacking, toured awesome. Around. And when I got to Venice, Italy, I was kind of lonely, mm-hmm. feeling homesick, you know?
Yeah.
And so I remember sitting like on a pier kind of in Venice, right? Everything's water everywhere. And so I was sitting at the end of a pier and I was just like sitting there crying. Like the image in my mind is that I must have looked so ridiculous, but I was just sitting there like, because I was so sad. Aww. And I was listening to James Taylor, Fire and Rain.
Oh,
so every time
song.
I hear that song, I'm like, song. Little tear. Like, oh, little baby meatball.
whole life ahead of you,
yeah.
traveling in Italy.
Yeah.
So sad.
That was just so sad and so lonely.
What about songs that you can be angry to?
Oh, like anything James Blunt
Alanis Morissette.
Did? Like, why do I remember this?
I was just looking at Hand in My Pocket by Alanis Morissette. Like, that was not an anger one, but Jagged Little Pill.
That was, yeah. I loved her because of her anger.
Yes.
It helped me heal because I was going through shit in my life at that time.
Yeah. Oh, and she was, I don't know, she was kind of a trailblazer on that shit because she was so
She was the only angry. One.
Yeah.
The female at that time.
Yeah.
Pivotal moment.
What is the line? What I'm trying to remember. Are you thinking of me when you fuck her?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Yeah.
Take that, Dave Coulier. Yeah, no, she was definitely a trailblazer. I don't know if there were a lot of women, if any, before her that were the front man. The band was named after them. It was mm-hmm. clearly theirs. Mm-hmm. And then to have the angst and the emotional like rawness.
Yeah.
That was easy to identify with Alanis.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
Also, she played God.
Oh right,
oh,
she did.
Loved that.
I forgot about that. I loved her in that role.
Yep.
That was awesome.
So childlike.
Yeah.
Are there songs that you remember for how bad they were when it takes you back to like God? Why did we like this?
Yeah,
I can't
song.
Stand that one. How does it go? Well, I walked 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
What? I fucking hate it.
Oh really? I don't mind
hate
that
it.
Song. I don't hate that
it's
one.
It's a love song.
Yeah.
To walk.
Shut up. My God, this is going to be in my dream and all of y'all are drowning.
What about, wait, the it's by Crash Test Dummies.
Lana.
Once,
I hate that one too.
Once there was this girl.
Yeah.
That one.
But Weird Al has a great parody.
But I know every word. Yeah, he does. I love
that. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you on the thong song. The other one, my sister and I used to make so much fun of Bombolayo. Do you guys know the song?
Bombolayo. Yes, I remember. Yes.
Yeah. My sister and I used to think that was the damn funniest song ever.
I hate
what
that one
tub
too.
Thumpin by
of course.
Thumpin.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember
so overplayed.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it now, I'm like, oh, God.
But if
just
I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Look at Tub Thumpin.
I hate that song a lot less than I really probably should.
For real.
Yeah.
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 It's
yeah.
a fun
we
one.
We could come together over that one.
That's it.
For sure.
So I have a random memory. You're probably not going to tie the two together, but it didn't matter. So Return of the Mac,
yeah.
Mark Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The memory that I think of is when I'm banging on my friend's door. We used to do 7 a.m. water aerobics. four times a week.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
And she was not a morning person, and I was. So I said, okay, if you're committed, I'm going to come to your house all the time. I mean, she gave me a house key eventually because I kept banging. But every time when I hear the song, Return of the Mac, I think of us fucking doing water aerobics at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Because they would play that song? Funny.
Not they, we.
Oh, yeah. That was like your get up and go motivation. Okay, whatever works.
Are you out of songs already?
I'm just wondering if you have any other like old Asian grandmother hobbies that you did when you were a teenager.
Other than water aerobics?
Yeah, who wakes up at 7 a.m. and does water aerobics?
You know, it's easier on your body. Yes, it's easier on your joints.
You were like 12.
Yeah,
it didn't matter. It doesn't matter. I was still strength training.
You should be doing that now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or these knees.
Yeah.
I still unironically love the Spin Doctors.
Yeah.
I
will never apologize for that. Big fan.
Okay. Alice in Chains, Down in a Hole.
Of course.
That's deep.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a song where you have to check on people if they're playing that.
I mean,
or if you just walk up on someone listening to it.
Yeah.
I was in a dark time when that song came out.
Sure.
Yeah. Hmm.
I saw a TikTok about that, and it was like, my husband's just been playing this riff while sitting outside by a fire. Think he's okay? Like, no, he's not fucking okay.
Not fucking okay. That's how you know he's not fucking okay.
My first cassette tape was the Beach Boys.
Oh,
wow.
God only knows.
Oh, my God. Had every Beach Boys tape
or
I could
did you just see the light bulb that went off over my head? No, you know what it was?
What's up?
The Fat Boys.
Oh, yes! Wipeout.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was one of my first love them. Cassettes. I totally forgot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember the cover for that one.
Yeah.
Probably still have it.
Oh, my God. The Beach Boys reminds me of Full House. Remember the episode where they all get together in Hawaii and they play Kokomo?
Yeah, that's your one memory.
Yeah, that's my one memory.
Kokomo. So that's funny. For me, Kokomo is fifth grade.
Yes.
I don't know. I had a teacher who used to play that, and I remember being in the classroom and listening to Kokomo. So weird.
I have a story with Kokomo, too.
Yeah?
So it was my fifth grade. I mean, you and I are very close in age. And the talent show every year.
Yeah.
There was a group of the boys. They got together, and they sang Kokomo at the talent show. So when I hear Kokomo, yes. I think of that moment every
That's
time.
That's funny.
What does Kokomo mean to you, Harry? Is it that one song everybody has a memory to?
I have a current memory. I might be launching a business named after Kokomo soon.
Oh, yes.
It might be more to come, but it holds a place for myself and Miss Reed.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
More to come.
So talent shows. I did,
Kikoma.
Paradise.
That's right. That's right.
I did, we had a talent show for a friend's birthday one time, and I did Paradise City. Guns
Paradise
and Roses.
City with the grass is green.
And the girls happy.
Yeah.
As the talent show.
For
the
I'm pretty sure her parents were like, what is happening right now?
God, what would
Whose child is this?
Show? I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to sing Wilson Phillips like the shit out of it. Every time when I got
That
drunk,
was my first cassette tape.
Me and one of my friends, without fail, we would sit in the car. Didn't matter where the fuck we were. We would stop and sit in the car and belt out and harmonize Wilson Phillips.
Hold on. I love how you harmonized Somebody, on a regular basis.
I love it. I love it.
Hold on for one more day.
Release me.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did that with Celine as well with another friend. There was one song called Tell Him, and I have the lower voice, so I was Barbara Streisand, and then she was Celine. And man, we perfected that shit.
Oh my
I always think every time when I hear that song, I think of her.
I thought you said Selena at first.
No, Celine Dion.
As the one Mexican chick in this room. That is,
that's what I thought she meant.
I have no moments like, with Selena.
I was raised in San Antonio, so Selena was La Reina. She was our queen.
Yeah.
And then she died.
Yeah. A lot of people have died that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
I have a lot of
you don't
like,
get to have throwback memories if the music came out recently.
Yeah.
That's true. Good point.
You guys hear that new Young Gravy single? Oh, yeah. It takes me back to like 3 weeks ago.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't
Are
know if
being
it's
sarcastic?
Actually a person.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm just spitting out words.
I was confused.
I was Googling it already.
Young Gravy.
I was like, wait, I'm so old. I don't know what that is. Oh, no.
Like, I did just, I flew to LA to see Oasis.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
so,
I saw
like,
that post.
That was
a
really cool throwback experience, you know, listening to music and then...
Champagne Supernova. Sure.
I heard that just the other day. It's a great song.
There's yeah, hey, same here.
Yeah.
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 So do y'all remember the Holiday Inn with Snoop Dogg? Like, it was kind of a thug song.
Yeah.
Nothing Every time I hear that, I think of Vegas.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you were jamming back then?
It just seemed, because we didn't have, back then, right? Like, we didn't have a lot of data plan, like, you know, where you can just Google
you
things
still
on
don't.
Amazon. I still don't. I only have 4 gigs. I have a limited plan. I don't care what you think about me. But back then, like, when we were in our room, we turned on the alarm clock radio. And they were like, this song just kept playing. And when we were going throughout all the casinos, it was like magic. It was like, this song just kept playing. So, yeah. That I think of Vegas
like
every time.
That's your anthem, the soundtrack to your trip.
Yes.
And there are other things that happen, which I will not talk about, but I will tell you when this podcast is over.
Because it stays in Vegas?
Yeah. Oh. Well, in this room after we're not recording.
In the tree. In the tree of trust.
So hearing the Pixies always takes me back to like high school. Okay, that was one of the bands that I found on like Napster, just downloading a song
or maybe when it was
because they had a song at the very end of Fight Club, you know, so that was like a lot of people's introduction.
Oh, but, right.
Man, the Pixies was like relationship music and angsty music.
Yeah,
and,
it was.
Oh, solid.
Man.
Wait, you took me back by just saying Napster and LimeWire. I would wait hours for like 3 songs to download. And I could put it on my MP3 player.
Yep. Oh,
again, God. I say we have come so far.
Yes. We've come so far.
And all those
far.
Songs were stolen.
And if somebody somebody called and interrupted the phone line.
Oh, yes.
They're like, fuck, Mom. Oh, it was the new Hanson song drop.
Do y'all remember How Bizarre by OMC?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was like a song of a summer in like 98 or something.
Yeah. And you know... It brings me back to this trip. It was a girl's trip to New Braunfels. And coincidentally, just like my Holiday Inn song, this song just kept playing over and over and over that whole weekend. So every time I hear it, I think of that weekend.
Yeah. That was a weird time for music. That was also the time when like, do you remember that show TLC? I think it was called on MTV. Total Request Live.
Yep.
Yeah.
With Carson Daly.
Yes, I remember.
And people.
Oh my God, I totally forgot
about it. Request those songs. Yeah. And it was like, what was the top 10 of the week? And
that was great.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That was great.
That was great. So I discovered boy bands. Yeah. Or Spice Girls.
Oh my God. I'll become one.
To become
yes.
one.
Oh, yes.
No. Oh, no.
Or wannabe.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't want to forget that one?
No. I used to, okay, whenever I got drunk, I had this playlist. I had this playlist
when
of
they
songs
all come
that I
back.
Love, yeah, to harmonize. And To Become One was one of those songs where I was just like fucking drunk
I like
and
singing.
Jamming.
Spice Girl. Jewel. I like singing Jewel too. I won a karaoke contest. A whole makeup kit singing a Jewel song.
You remember me.
Foolish Games.
Oh my God. Love it.
Yeah.
Love me.
No, that was Love Fool by Cardigan.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that song brings back a lot of memories
that's
too.
A good
that's
one
a great
too.
Song. Yeah.
Let's see. Anything?
Are we dead?
I have I have a funny one.
Okay.
No Scrubs. or it was what it, is it that? Is yeah, it yeah. Scrubs or No Scrubs?
It's No Scrubs. Scrubs.
No Scrubs.
I
okay.
have too many memories.
So
yeah.
I
yes.
remember dancing to that in a club again.
You dropping it like it's hot?
No, not really. But one of my friends who was with me speaks Spanish. And so we would always communicate in Spanish. And she was asking me to translate that song. And I was like,
were you translating in the beat the same like no. tone and well, singing?
She was like, she was asking me because she could sing along, like she could pretend she,
in her I language.
Mean, well, she would sing along in English, right? But okay. she had no idea what it meant. And so afterwards, she was asking me to translate it, and I was just like, how do you do that justice to translate it? And I didn't know, but it always makes me think of that. So whenever I hear it, it makes me chuckle a little bit. Like, scrubs.
My cousins and I knew all the words to Waterfalls by TLC.
Oh, yeah.
We would sing different parts. There was three of us.
I'm doing the dance right now. You can't see it.
Don't go chasing. And the rap that Left Eye does.
Yeah, the one from Meet the Millers, that movie. That scene is amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it. That's so good. That was us in the back seat for sure.
Oh my gosh.
Literal children singing that song.
Mm-hmm.
So what about your spouses?
Oh, my hubby is cars. All cars. Like any Cars song that comes on, his eyes light up. He is so excited.
Any grunge music is mine.
Yeah.
My hubby. Yeah.
Nice. He's a good dude. yeah. I mean, Miss Reed is constantly taken back to like high school if she hears The Cure. That's her favorite, that her. Like, this is my band that always makes me feel young. And I mean, it's odd to say happy listening to The Cure, but
I never
she's
got
happy
into the
getting
Cure.
To relive those memories.
Yeah,
there's some good Cure songs.
I think it's one of the bands that I got more into since her, but I didn't realize how much of them I knew that I enjoyed. To
they have a
that
huge
to the Cure.
Following.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah, and, you know, I just like, never really got into it.
We saw them a few, it's probably been like 6 years now, but they were fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't lose a step. He sounds great. It was awesome.
Huh. All right, I'm going to sing a quote and y'all tell me the band.
Okay.
Jane says,
done with Sergio. Can't make it without it.
Wanted.
Yeah. So that always, and her name happens to coincidentally be Jane. But every time I hear that song, I think of my friend Jane.
Mm. Oh, that's a great song, man. I love that song. Yeah.
All right. What you got?
I'm trying to think back to my playlist.
I'm instantly transported back to being like a young kid. Anytime I hear anything from Tragic Kingdom, the No Doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No Doubt.
Oh, yeah, man. Young Gwen. I mean, that takes you back. It like Sublime.
Let's talk about that for a second, though, because Young Gwen is so different than Gwen now.
Gwen now can fuck off.
She sold out. She married Blake Shelton. She's a princess.
It was the punk pop.
Yeah,
that was. Yeah. Just she was like very
going,
cool.
Badass back
not
then.
Being afraid to dress differently and have
and push
her voice to the limit.
Oh, hands down.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was cool.
I know how to spell bananas.
She was cool. I don't see her like that anymore at all.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You know, whatever.
She's
okay. Hope she's happy.
I'll
don't
hold on
to
that.
Anymore.
She's. I like that version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For one more day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wilson Phillips.
Oh, Wilson Phillips.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
What should we close this out with? It's got to be pivotal.
All the music.
We were just teenage dirtbags.
I also kind of love that Blink-182 is probably 50 now, and they're still on stage making like immature dick jokes.
What?
You know?
Who?
Blink-182.
Oh, like,
they've always
had
the good banner back.
They'll never grow up.
Is that Travis that's married to a Kardashian?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. They're ageless for sure. Yeah, it's still funny.
Those guys will be 80 and I'll still want to know what their age is again.
They're still funny. It's so funny. I love it. That's my
I was thinking about that recently because, you know, there's some of the older performers that are still touring.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what is the age when you just should stop?
Stevie Nicks can't hit the notes anymore,
right? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't. It blows my mind that people still pay to go see these artists.
Stevie Nicks.
Because I'm like, I'm not spending my money to go hear you have your emphysema.
help me out here, Freddie Valli.
Krueger. Oh,
Freddie Valli.
Frankie
Valli is still alive.
Yeah, and still
putting on concerts.
Are you shitting me?
He looks like a corpse.
He looks like the Showbiz Pizza band.
Wait.
The animatronic band.
He's only 79.
Get out of here.
Willie Nelson's 92.
What? And he's still, yeah, he's still playing.
Wow.
But he's got to fund his habit.
So, like I said, I just saw Oasis. They're pushing like late 50s. zero fall off.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. I've seen Chicago, and I think there were only like two members of the original Chicago.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they still put on a great show.
Did they really?
I just didn't know who I was looking at. You know? Gotcha. It was just there for the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be interested in going to see like the Rolling Stones, or I've seen AC/DC clips. As an AC/DC fan, no. I'm not going to see
it. Right? And that's, to me, that's the kind of music you got to be younger to do, because it's like,
I mean, you say that. Angus is still stomping the knees. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, but they're probably replaced knees.
He's bionic.
I can't do concerts. AI. I don't want to be around people. It's too loud and it's past my bedtime.
It's got to be perfect music for me to do it, because studios recordings are so much better anymore.
Yeah.
So now it's got to be the right kind of music for me to
go
and enjoy
Everclear
it.
Recently, and I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
They were so bad. And I love Everclear so much. And it was like, it just didn't have the same energy. They sounded terrible.
So sober Art doesn't need to be a performer.
Oh, it was. I'm good for him for being sober, but it was like the most lackluster, underwhelming performance. And I'm like, I left early, honestly, because I was
diehard Weezer fan. Not great.
No.
Live.
No.
They put on a bad concert.
Dang it.
I would probably. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I've seen him three times. Two of them were like, I don't know what you consider below average. But way below average.
That's because
one time was fantastic.
Their music is high energy and it should stay like that. But I think as they get older, it's not going to stay like that.
Harry,
and you know, like
Blink-182 still brings it though.
They sure do.
They sure fucking do.
Yeah, you got Travis will be 70 still spinning upside down in that cage playing drums.
He does it so well.
Spicy.
So I saw, Sister Nancy. You know who Sister Nancy
is? I remember.
Reggae musician.
Okay.
She's like one of the OG reggae musicians. Like she was, I saw her in Vegas not too long ago and it was so terrible. And it just like broke my heart, because she was like seriously like a trailblazer in the world of reggae, and especially for females. I was so disappointed.
I'll have to add it to the playlist.
Yeah. She's the one who sings that. I'm not even going to try and do it. I won't be able to do it. You just Google it.
Vegas is kind of an exception for that, because I wouldn't expect Santana to be great anymore.
Oh,
I would still go see Santana in
Hell
concert.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would adjust my expectations going to see any older artist.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to sound like.
Well, I think, you know, and with Santana, his guitar work is so much of the selling point for me.
Oh, sure.
So good. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's very short, by the way. My sister ran into him in New Orleans.
Oh, he's a short
king. Quite short. Yeah. So, yeah.
You know who else is short?
Danny
this
DeVito.
Is so, okay, close. How are we going to close this podcast?
We're still jamming.
We're still jamming. Let's close this podcast with something fucking epic.
Mm. Oh my God, that's so much pressure.
I know.
Sharon Lois and Bram will always take me back to being a kid.
Who is that?
This is the song that never ends.
Okay, yes. I know that one.
Lamb Chop?
Lamb Chop?
Yeah. Yeah, we can just delete this whole segment.
I got nothing.
Hey, guys, let's close this podcast out and be epic.
Hashtag epic.
Okay, let's do this. The first song that you ever remembered. Mine was, my father was older, and I used to love his little 45s, and it was Petula Clark, Downtown.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mine is I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
I was going to say something about Whitney.
I was born in 85, so it's teeny tiny.
Oh, mine, I don't know if you guys will remember this one, but it was one of the little 45s that I had on my records. Terrence Trent D'Arby, Wishing Well.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yes. That's fine.
And the music in our house was the Beatles. So
okay.
I would say Blackbird.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Nice. So hearing those songs, if you heard them today, what would they make you feel? Like, what do they take you back to?
Oh, that song, for me, Terrence Trent D'Arby, every time I hear that song, it just makes my heart just like swell, like in a weird way. And I don't really know why. Like, it's just, I think it started my connection with music.
Okay.
So
makes your inner child very happy.
Yeah.
These are oldies, but goodies.
Yeah.
Still.
Hey, just like us.
That's right. Hey.
Just like us. Oldies but goodies. That's how we should close it out.
Yep. Peace out.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.